Friends, as always, it's nice to see you at Mass. We have beautiful readings today to reflect on, and I want to draw your attention to a few things, and starting with our Gospel reading. If we don't take anything else, hopefully we can take this with us today and keep it closer to our heart the rest of the week. Is what Jesus tells us in the Gospel. He says, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Jesus communicates to us that he loves us. Important for us to know, right, that God loves us, not as a whole, but as an individual. He loves each and every one of you. And maybe that is something some of us or somebody in our congregation needs to hear today. If we are not feeling love, maybe today we know that God loves us for sure. And his love, he says, is not just he's out there, but he loves us as a friend, right? He says, you are my friends. And he wants to have that relationship with us. He wants to have friendship with us. Maybe something we can reflect in our prayer time today, this week, in our relationship with God, and how much he loves us, and the invitation also to love him back. Right? That's the invitation. The other part of the reading that I want to reflect is our first reading. It's our first reading. It's from the Acts of the Apostle. And the Acts of the Apostles tells us about the early Christian community and their encounter with Jesus Christ and how they live a Christian life. And is a model for us to live. Beginning with our first couple lines, where Peter enters the house of Cornelius, and Cornelius met him, and he falls at his feet and paid him homage. And Peter raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Reminding us, especially the priest, it is a lesson in clericalism that we should not treat the clergy something more than a human being. As a clergy, I have an important role, important work to do, but so do you, right? Each one of us has an important role in the life of the church. And I am very much aware of my responsibility. And sometimes, clergy and lay people can misuse this, right? The clericalism part of it. On the part of the clergy, they may think that they know everything, right? I'm in charge. This is the way it is supposed to be done. This is how we're going to do, rather than collaboration. And part of the people, sometimes they may say, it is your job, right? You are the priest, you are the deacon, you are the bishop. It is your job to do it. But the invitation for us today, Peter plays first and foremost as a model for us, reminding us that we should revere and have reverence to everyone. Everyone in the church is a part of the body of Christ. Each one of us is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And I am grateful, right? I'm grateful that you show me respect as a priest. And then the invitation for us is not to overdo it, to put things in right perspective, and for each and every one of us to assume our responsibilities for the service of the gospel. You know, that's what the interaction of Peter and Cornelius shows us. So, lesson for us is that we all are members of the body of Christ. We all have the responsibility for our church. Everybody has a different role, and we work in collaboration with each other. The second lesson, I think, in our gospel, in our first reading, which is also a really important one, is what Peter, after almost a little bit of conversion that takes place in his interaction with Cornelius. And this is what Peter says. In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly, he is acceptable to him. Now, before Peter could come to this conclusion, Peter was trying to avoid Cornelius. And he had come to baptize Cornelius for two times. He's trying to avoid him because he's thinking Cornelius is a Roman soldier, and he could not understand how God was calling him to be part of, to be Christian. A lesson for us is that the church is open to everyone without exception. Right? There is no, God shows no partiality. I think we are, in this day and age, we have a better awareness of it than the church of the past, I would say. Because even if you remember, even in Omaha, right? We had different churches, right? Italian church, Italian Catholic Church, or German Catholic Church, or Polish Catholic Church, or Irish Catholic Church. In fact, we had created some type of an artificial barriers. Almost there was like segregation in our church. And that reminds us that, and tells us that is contradictory to God's plan. So always for us, it is important, especially in our parish, that we are welcoming and open to anybody who wants to be part of the church. But as people come to be part of the church, and even for us, it is important to know that though God invites everyone, we have to be part of the church on God's term, right? We cannot be part of the church on our terms. And sometimes that is tough, right, for us. Because we want to be part, do what we would like to do. And sometimes we know that humility, saying that, God invites me and God gives me this gift of faith to live my faith according to his will. You know, as the gospel says, twice the gospel says, right? If you keep his commandments, you will remain in his love. And then later on, it also reminds that you are my friends if you do what I command you. So it's always for us to do what God wants us to do rather than what we want to do. With that in mind, we pray today that God give us the grace, first and foremost, to just accept his love in our life, knowing that he loves us, and then to be people who are committed to our parish, to serve the Lord, and also to be people who are all embracing and all inviting.